So today we're seeing a protest taking place. Some members of civil society, led by the Azanian People's Organization, staging a picket outside the home of a Benoni woman, Belinda Magor. She's the woman behind the voice note on a WhatsApp group calling for the killing of black men and removal of productive organs of black women. She was arrested. We had that confirmation from the Gauteng Premier, Panyaza Losuthu, on Saturday evening, confirming that she has been arrested. And she is facing a charge of crimen injuria. And if you don't know what crimen injuria is, it is a crime, obviously, under the South African common law, which is the act of unlawfully, intentionally, and seriously impairing the dignity of another. It's quite hard to define, but it usually has to do with racially offensive language or emotional or psychological abuse. So that's the charge that Belinda Magor is facing. Let's speak to the Azapo Deputy President, Kekeletso Kena. Kekeletso, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What is the purpose of the picket today?
Quite simply, we had come here to help Belinda pack. We have seen over the years racist in South Africa utter hurtful statements and then come back and say they're sorry, like she has, and, you know, blaming diabetes. So we've seen this happen in the last 28 years. And we are now tired of being the recipients of the hate and the hurt. And we had actually just come here to help her pack. Unfortunately, you know, the gates are shut, but we believe that Belinda and many like her have gotten the message that Azapo and black people in general, we will no longer tolerate the hurt, we will no longer tolerate the hate, we will no longer tolerate the racism. So we will be finding, so wherever you are, wherever you are hiding, if you're racist in South Africa, we will find you and we will come and drag you to the airport, because, you know, Africans have been very welcoming. We've been welcoming and we've been kind. Mm. Even when we were asked through the TRC process to forgive people that didn't ask for forgiveness, we bowed and, you know, we're like, okay, so let's try and build this thing. And yet there are people who are not trying to meet us halfway. So we're saying to those people, Azapo is saying to those people, we do not want you in our country. So, we will find you.
So you want her to leave the country, basically. You want to help her pack to leave.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She has to leave. She has no place in South Africa. She has lost her right to live amongst us.
I've heard that voice note. It is diabolical. It is there is no justification for racism. But Kekeletso, is there any benefit to a dialogue here, to sitting down with her and having a conversation to try and change her mind?
No. If you listen to her statement, she says she is very passionate about this. She's very passionate about killing our people. She's very passionate about black women's uteruses being pulled out so that they can no longer reproduce. That person is damaged goods. You can't fix that.
Kekeletso,
there has to be a world where only white people live, and that's where she must go.
Kekeletso, thank you. Kekeletso Kena, Azapo Deputy President. They are protesting today outside the home of that Benoni woman, Belinda Magor. If you've heard that voice note, it really, there is no justification. It is shocking. The explanation has been a diabetic induced loss of sanity. So that's been the explanation. But she is going to have to explain in court. She's facing a charge of a crimen injuria.